Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again. It's that time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on an overcast day on the East Coast. I am JT, a.k.a. The Master, and this is The Master Plan. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. I'll say that again. 347-637-3220 is a place to be if you want to talk to The Master. And that's me. We got a chat room sitting out there. If you want to jump into that chat room, ask a question, make a statement or a comment in there, you can do so. Whatever you put in is what you get out. We got fantasy football for sit down here on a fine Sunday. And we're going to talk about every game. Every game. And hopefully I give you some good insight on some players that could possibly be sitting out there on the waiver wire and could help you win your this week's fantasy matchup, or up in the upcoming week you can pick up these guys if they're still sitting out there. You don't have a chance to pick them up today for whatever reason. And if you have guys on your roster that you have questions about, remember, Some sites give you a projection on what your matchup may look like. I don't pay attention to the projections, because just like this song, any given Sunday, you can win your matchup where it looks the bleakest. So without further ado, we got 15 matchups, because the Washington Redskins and the New York Giants already played on Thursday night. Quite naturally, you knew what happened, especially those who are into the fantasy football and quite naturally into NFL. You know, the New York Giants finally broke their broke through and got into the win column and are 1-2 right now, feeling good about themselves. That was any given Thursday. This is any given Sunday. All right. Without further ado, let's start this off with the first matchup of the third week in real life at the NFL, and quite naturally, the third week in fantasy football. All right, let's go this route first. Let me get rid of this. Let me jump into this. Okay, all right. First matchup that we have is the Falcons visiting the injury-laden Cowboys. Quite naturally, they have a retractable dome, so it really doesn't make a difference whether it's open or not. For those who think about it, it's cloudy, about 85, but like I said, it won't make a difference. They're playing on in the Cowboy Stadium, and one backup in Brandon Weeden is playing. A lot of people are saying that this is not going to be a pretty sight for the Dallas Cowboys, because they're missing three of the big guns. And I keep saying this because their running back is in Philly now, and he's not too happy. But when we get that game, we'll talk about it. They're missing a running game. They run him by running back by committee. They have Joseph Randall, Lance Dunbar, and Darren McFadden to handle the running duties, which really hasn't done that well. They have Brandon Whedon, who is the backup quarterback, because Tony Romo's out for 4 to 6 weeks. So they're hurting there. And as you know, Tony Romo is one of the best, one of the better fantasy and reality quarterbacks in the league. And that disputed by people, because mostly by people that don't like Tony Romo, but it's neither here nor there. Jason Witten was able to get in some limited work and is expected to play. He's dealing with two troublesome ankles and a knee. All three are sprained, if I'm not mistaken. And he's going to be dealing with those for whatever amount of time. But like I said, Jason Witten hasn't missed a game in God knows how long. He just doesn't miss games. He's one of those iron horses that keeps on rolling no matter what. So the redeeming factor is Jason Witten is going to be playing in this game. The Cowboys have been playing relatively well on the defensive side of the ball. So, excuse me. So I expect the Atlanta, I think, is favored by 2 points in this game. I don't, and as you know, and I've stated on this show, I don't go by the line. I don't go about wins and losses on this Sunday show. If you want to hear that, you hear it on Saturday, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the FSP show, where we pick winners and losers. This one is strictly fantasy. It has nothing to do who wins the game. Anyway, on the Atlanta side of the ball, let's talk about the Atlanta side of the ball first, where Tevin Coleman, who's nursing some fractured ribs, is not going to be playing today. I would probably say he's going to be out at least a couple of weeks trying to get those ribs healed. They're not displaced, so, and that's a good thing. That means that they'll heal that much quicker. And depending on his pain tolerance is the schedule of when he would come back and be able to play and tolerate the pain, because it's pretty painful when you have some fractured ribs, which he has. He's a rookie, and he was getting a heavy workload up until the time that he got injured. So don't expect Tevin Coleman in this game. So Devontae Freeman, the rookie last year, now the second-year guy last year, I mean this year, is going to be playing. And I think he's probably going to be more effective in the passing game than he is in the running game. I think the Cowboys are going to try to stymie his running. So I expect him to be catch 4 or 5 passes out of the backfield, which is going to lead to about 30-40. Excuse me, 30 to 40 yards, and probably 20 to 30 yards, give or take, maybe a little more on the ground rushing the ball. And I expect him to get into the double digits, probably 12 or 13 points. RB2, flex, RB3, somewhere around there is Devontae Freeman. In the passing game, quite naturally, you play Julio Jones. And Harry Douglas is no longer with the Atlanta Falcons. He's with the Tennessee Titans. So here comes Leonard Hankerson, who had a very good day last week hurting the value of Roddy White, who really got shut out. He had one target, no catches last week, where in Hankerson last week had 6 catches and 77 yards and a touchdown. So he had a very good very good week. And I can see that continuing as Roddy White becomes more and more inconsequential in this offense. I see Hankerson and Julio Jones getting into this into the end zone. I'll be surprised. I would be extremely surprised if you, for those Roddy White owners, don't expect Roddy White to have a breakout game. If he gets into the double digits, I'll be extremely surprised. I think Roddy White's days, even though he may have a game or two or three this year where he has a throwback type of game for Roddy White, but for the most part, his consistent numbers that you're used to from Roddy White are nowhere. They're not. It's not going to happen. So what I'm saying is this. Leonard Hankinson is sitting out there. And if he is sitting out there, my suggestion to you is to go grab him. If you're looking for a wide receiver with upside from a wide receiver or a flex type of wide receiver three or a flex type of wide receiver, Leonard Hankinson game, I think is going to give you what you need. 15, 16 points in the PPR, somewhere around there. And also, kickers are people too. Matt Bryant is one of the most consistent kickers in the NFL. And he still may be sitting out there because I think he's going to get two or three opportunities to kick field goals besides the extra points. And I like him to be fantasy relevant in this game. On the other side of the ball, let's talk about the Cowboys, the ever-present Cowboys, with Brandon Weeden and Matt Cassel as a backup.
Fantasy sports and politics.
Get ready to rumble!
You want?
Let's go. Ain't no room for hesitation up in here.